So it seems there are plenty of countries that could relate to the firing of a federal investigator. The World Satire editor Carol Hills is with me. Is the Comey firing playing out in cartoons today? What have you seen?
It sure is. There's tons of American cartoons, as you might imagine, and they're mostly about kind of comparing it to the Saturday Night Massacre and Nixon when he fired his special prosecutor and the domino effect of that. And some people were reacting, oh, you're way over the top. But then looking at overseas cartoons, they're echoing that a bit, but they're going in slightly different directions. And they're more hammering on the Russian connection, the kind of secret Russian connection or not so secret. So you'll see Trump as a marionette, and he's doing the Russian kind of folk dance where you're squatting and kicking your legs out.
Right.
And so the marionette string has him kick Comey out. Or you'll see there'll be a plunger on Comey's head, and it's saying, Trump's drained the swamp. And so Comey is like being kicked out. So they're doing a lot of that kind of allusions to the Russian influence.
And how much of the themes in these cartoons are going to vary based on what part of the globe we're talking about, where the cartoonist actually lives?
It's interesting. Definitely the Saturday Night Massacre is kind of a North American obsession.
The firing of Archibald Cox when he was investigating the White House under Watergate.
Yep, in 1973. And then there's a lot of riffing on stereotypical Trumpian phrases like, you're fired, with him looking at Comey and saying, you're fired.
Kind of obvious, but
apprentice-like shows like that.
Right. And we got to remember the Apprentice was pretty popular in many places overseas.
It was. And there's a great cartoon out of New Zealand, Rod Emerson. He has simply a dog, several panels of the dog sniffing. And he finally gets to the White House door and the door opens and Trump says, you're fired.
So, Carol, a little bit later in the program, we're going to be speaking with somebody who is kind of looking at the United States. Is it heading toward a failed state? Obviously, not at the level of banana republics. But in places that maybe once were considered banana republics, are you seeing any cartoons looking at the United States? As a lot of people have commented in the last 24 hours, is the United States a banana republic? What's going on here?
I haven't seen any of that. I think it's much more kind of visceral comparisons to Nixon and kind of Trumpian riffing. People cartoon from all over the place, and a lot of them are sitting in places that are genuinely unstable. I think the favorite thing for cartoonists outside of the U.S. is just riffing on Donald Trump because he's such a kind of anomaly for an American president.
Yeah, constantly providing new material.
That's
and
right.
Old material. Are we going to be able to see these cartoons anywhere online?
You will be. They will be at PRI.org.
Carol Hills, follow satire around the globe. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Marco.